when Moshe Rabbeinu brings the Jewish people to Matan Torah, to the beginning of the giving of the Torah, of Kabbalat Torah, of the Aseret Dibrot, so the Torah says in this week's parasha, "Vayotze Moshe ta'am likrat ha'Elohim min ha'machaneh ve'itiyatzu b'tachtit ha'har." Moshe brings the people to the experience of Matan Torah, of Kabbalat Torah, from the camp, and they are standing at the Tachtit ha'har. So the simple translation means the foot of the mountain. Chazal in the Gemara teaches that the Tachtit ha'har is from the word Tachat ha'har, that they were actually standing under the mountain. You may have heard this Ma'amar Chazal before. It's a Gemara Masechet Shabbat. Vayitetzu betachtit ha'har. Amar Rav Avdimi daf pechet amud aleph. Rav Avdimi bar Chama bar Chasa said, Milameid, it teaches us, Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleim et ha'har kagigit. Teaches us that Hashem, kivyachol, picked up the mountain and placed it over the heads of the people like a pitcher, like some kind of large instrument. Amar lahem, and he said to the people, Imatem mekablim ha'Torah mutav. If you accept the Torah, great. V'im lav, sham tehe kvoratchem. There will be your resting place. Pretty strong stuff. Hashem says to the people, if you accept the Torah, then you get to live. If you don't accept the Torah, then you don't get to live. And the end of history will happen at that very moment. Good thing they accepted the Torah. So we're here today. Ask the Tosafot, Kafa lehen arka gigit, va'afal pi shekvar higdimu as na'asela nishma. Ask the Tosafot, a very well-known statement. The Jewish people already said na'asela nishma, which means which means they accepted the Torah. What does Hashem have to put the mountain over their heads if they already said we're willing? What's the purpose of putting the mountain over their heads? Simply put, to force them to accept the Torah. So why do you need to force them if they already accepted it willingly? What is this kafa leim harka gigit? Says Tosfot, Shema yuchozrim kishiru ha'esh agdola shiyatzatan ishmatan. Maybe when they see the great fire that's going to encompass them spiritually and have their souls will be leave the world, leave their bodies, maybe they'll be so frightened by that experience that they will go back on their word. And maybe they'll retract their agreement to accept the Torah. Well, what does this really mean? What is this idea, whether physically it happened, I mean, Hashem put the mountain over their heads, they were standing there looking up. I don't know, I wasn't there. Maybe I was there. But what we do know, and the Maharal makes this point, is that Kabbalat Torah, receiving the Torah, was a historic moment not just for the Jewish people, but for all of the world, past, present, and future. And there was something in this moment, a message in this moment, a symbol in this moment that needed to be imparted to the Jewish people through this experience of kafa lehem har kagigit. And the Maharal explains that the meaning of this moment is as follows. If the Jewish people would have said na'aseh v'nishma, and then the Torah would have been given, and they would have left the Har Sinai experience and walked on, and you know maybe what would have happened, they'd be reading in the Torah and they'd see this thing that says every 7 days you turn off your phones and you don't do any malacha, and you don't do any creative activity every 7 days. And then you know what? Once a year, you're going to fast for a full day, 25 hours, and you're not going to eat, you're not going to drink, you're going to daven in shul all day. And you know what? I'll send you another one every 7 years. You're going to not work your field, and so on and so on and so on. And you're going to say, you know what? Maybe not all this is for me. Maybe not all this works for me. And you might say to yourself, I said na'aseh v'nishma. That was like a choice. So I chose it yesterday. I could choose today not to do a mitzvah, not to keep the Torah. It's like, I'm very proud of myself. I did it on my own initiative. I did it willingly. But you know what? I could have said no. So if I said yes yesterday, I could say no today. Or I could pick and choose. Or I could see Torah as some kind of lifestyle choice. And if it works for me now, it works for me now. But maybe when I go to university or I get married, maybe I'll live a different lifestyle. Right now it's easy. I'm in school. I have minyan every day. It's very easy. I can live a religious life. There's lots of kosher food on the shelves. But maybe if I go traveling somewhere, I don't have to because it's harder. Maybe if I live somewhere else, I can choose based on what works for me. Torah is like convenient. When it's convenient for me, I'll do it. When it's not convenient for me, Sunday morning, we don't have school. It's not convenient. I'm going to sleep. I don't have to go to minyan. We could view Torah as something that we do as a choice, not something that we need, not just for ourselves, but for the maintenance of the whole world, a morality and value system that we know. Says the Maharal, Kafa Alem Har Kagigit means, Hashem put the mountain over their heads to teach the Jewish people that Torah is not something that we choose. Torah is something that's built into the fabric of what the world needs, of what we need, whether we understand it all at our age or at any age, is a different question. But to appreciate the fact that Torah is a given fact, that the value system, the wisdom that Hashem gave down into this world is something that is. It's not something that we choose. So forcing us to accept the Torah, even after we accepted it, is to tell us that we should never see Torah as a choice. We should never see Torah as, it's a good lifestyle for me, so I'm going to do it. But if it's not a good lifestyle for me, then maybe I won't. But to see Torah as something that we need, that's essential to our being, that's essential to our being as people, and as a nation, as Am Yisrael. So we walk away standing this week when we hear the Aseret Dibrot, listening to those, to that voice, stand as a people, we stand together, and we realize that Torah is not something that we choose. Torah is something that we need. Torah is something that's essential to who we are. And when we have that, the Naseh Nishma becomes that much more beautiful. Because we realize, at some point, deep down, that is exactly why we said Naseh Nishma. Because we realize that that's exactly what we need. Shabbat Shalom.